Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, Reverend Rebecca looks at centering. Centering the voices and people who have historically been marginalized. Her homily is titled, Centering. Have a listen.
I will share that someone had asked me about this service, and they said, you know, in advance, and they said, you're pushing us, you know, you're pushing us. Why in church? Why in church? So, throughout time, religion has been used to persecute and hurt and separate and create violence. I've had people, my own child included, one of my children say to me, you know, religion has done a lot of harm, Mom. And I said to that young adult, we have a choice. We can stay in right, the ring, if you will, and change it, or we can walk away and allow that violence and that atrocity that is often done in the name of faith and religion to continue. This is a holy, sacred space. I choose to have us stay and be the place that people can see that faith and community and religion heals and brings people together, brings out who we really are, and if not here, where? I want people to share who we are and then go out in the world and face what you face and know you can return here every week and be held. That's what I want. That's why, church. So, just a couple of quick more words about this concept of centering. There is a really critical concept called centering, which is when we take voices and we take people that have historically been sort of marginalized, if you will, not in the center of decision making, and we put them there, and we step back, and we listen, and we learn, and we change. We know that in the United States of America, the voices and the people that have historically been centered, and this is backed by all sorts of research, have been historically white, cisgender, meaning people who are the gender that they were assigned at birth, men, young, meaning really sort of middle-aged, Christian, and I might be forgetting one thing. Those are the voices that have historically been at the board tables, in the government offices, perhaps in your own homes. Here's my challenge to us. I've asked myself, are those the voices and the people here that have historically been centered? Maybe, I'm not sure. But I can answer perhaps more clearly what I believe are some of the voices that haven't been centered. And I actually think that's a more important question. I ask myself, are politically conservative people centered in this congregation? Are their voices heard? People ask me often, how can we create bridges? How can we deal with the world out there? Well, we can start right here. Are the people who want tradition centered? Are the Christians centered in this place? So that's my challenge to us. I challenge us as a faith community, and I challenge us as individuals this week. As you go about your days, myself included, rather than pointing out how others are doing it all wrong, I'm going to ask myself, who's normally not in the center of this decision for me, or this conversation, or even this thought? And the best way I've learned to ask myself this question and answer honestly is this. At the end of every single day, just for this week, ask yourself, have I been changed this day? Have I learned something this day? The catch is not something that validates my current understanding. That's not necessarily learning, right? That's an echo chamber. Have I actually been taught something I didn't know? Perhaps even changed my mind or heart. And you know what? Maybe not, and that's okay too. The only way we're going to learn differently is to be in conversation with those who hold different experiences. There's no other way. So I know we can do this together. I know because I know you. I know who you are. I love you. This is an amazing place, and we have this potential and gift to give to everyone who walks in these doors, and then to bring into our lives. Differences, my friend, differences are where the healing lies.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. What parts of yourself do you tend to marginalize, and how can you begin to center them in your decision-making? Before you make your next decision, invite someone different into the discussion and see where it goes. Think of a group of people that have been historically marginalized and commit to one way that you can listen to and learn more from them. We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.